Hey, y'all, and welcome to the Bloom Wildly Live Simply podcast. My name is Morgan Bartel, and I'm so glad that you're here. On this podcast, I share my passion for all things motherhood, marriage, homemaking, homeschooling, and biblical womanhood, and all the things in between. My prayer is that when you listen to this podcast, that you feel encouraged and inspired to cultivate your own heart and home to pursue the goodness of God in all that you do. Who's ready for another monthly challenge? A couple months back, we did our No More Nagging Challenge, and I will say I think I had about a 75 to 80% success rate, and I found that in the month that followed, I was not as prone to nagging as I had been before doing the No More Nagging Challenge that we did back in February. So for the month of April, I wanted to introduce and invite you guys to join me in the No Gossiping Challenge. Y'all, I can struggle immensely with gossip if I am not careful, if I am not diligent, and if I am not submitted to the Lord. And so I know that if it's something that I have struggled with, that someone else out there has probably struggled with it as well. There are two different perspectives, really, on the topic of gossip. You have the biblical perspective, and then you have our worldview, our societal worldview. Society, worldly resources, and statistics that I found actually say that gossip is a good thing. And we'll get into that a little bit, but don't worry, I'm not going to go like statistic heavy, kind of like we have in previous episodes. But on the biblical side, gossip is not something that should be celebrated or used as a form of entertainment. And so we are going to unpack that today. And I hope and pray that you will join me in this month's challenge of no gossiping. So what is gossip? Gossip is simply talking about a person who is not present to someone else. It's sharing their situation, their highs, their lows, and their personal information without their knowledge. The world tells us that gossip is not a bad thing. Just look at reality television. It's using a form of gossip as entertainment. Look at magazine covers at the grocery store checkout. Many covers are just full of different conspiracy theories, skeletons in the closet, potential dirty laundry, and often that is not fact checked. Yes, there are some good magazines out there, but most of the time the ones that you're skimming the covers on have not been fact checked. So that is literally gossip that we pay to read. Now, I say we, I do not personally buy tabloids or anything like that. I just have never really gotten into it. An article from Time Magazine written by Sophia Gottfried titled "The Science Behind Why People Gossip and When It Can Be a Good Thing" states, "Gossip is the core of human civilization, and almost 80% of human conversations is gossip. People tend to think of gossip as synonymous with malicious rumors, put-downs, or the breathless propagation of a tabloid scoop, but researchers often define it more broadly as talking about people who are not present," says Megan Robbins, an assistant professor of psychology at the University of California, Riverside. "It's something that comes very naturally to us, an integral part of our conversation, information sharing, and even community building." Okay, keep in mind, these are societal worldview perspectives. There's also a physiological distinction to be drawn between active and passive participation in gossip. Matthew Feinberg, an assistant professor of organizational behavior at the University of Toronto's Rotman School of Management, and his colleagues explored this in a 2012 study. It was published in the Journal of Personality and Social Psychology. When subjects heard about another person's antisocial behavior or an injustice, their heart rates increased. When they were able to actively gossip about the person or the situation, on the other hand, it soothed them and brought their heart rates down. The act of gossiping, Feinberg explains, helps to calm the body. Oh my gosh, you guys, that, no, just no. I am not in agreement with that whatsoever. There are so many different things that happen neurologically and in the human body when we do participate in the act of gossip. But I'm sorry, you cannot tell me that sharing someone's information without them being present is helpful to calm your body. I feel like this societal worldview almost romanticizes gossip So let's look at what the Bible says. And let's first start off by looking at the scriptures. Proverbs 16:28, a perverse person stirs up conflict, and a gossip separates close friends. Ephesians 4:29, do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. Proverbs 11:13, a gossip betrays a confidence, but a trustworthy person keeps a secret. Proverbs 10:19, when there are many words, sin is unavoidable, but the one who controls his lips is wise. Proverbs 15:28, the mind of the righteous person thinks before answering, but the mouth of the wicked blurts out evil things. Gossip breaks bonds of trust. Gossip is not some guilty pleasure that we are to indulge in as believers. Gossip may provide false information. We don't have the full context of any account or story from a person. There is always more to the story, and we are only told what they want us to know. And so by us gossiping or sharing their information, we are sharing a half story, which is potentially a half truth, which is in and of itself a false narrative, because you don't have the full explanation. You are not the person that ought to be sharing that information. Gossip does not allow room for grace or mercy. Gossip does not lift up one another in love and in truth. Gossip makes us feel relevant and important because it is an act of self-centeredness. Gossip is contrary to the very gospel message. Okay, one argument that I've heard for this is the statement and phrase, gossip the gospel. You may have heard that. I don't even remember how long ago it came out, but that was basically a phrase used about evangelizing. So what is the difference between evangelism or sharing a testimony versus gossip? The sin of gossip is bearing bad news behind someone's back out of a bad heart. The Bible tells us to make the most of every opportunity and share the hope of the gospel with people that we meet. The good news is not the same thing as sharing someone's personal information that they have entrusted to you in confidence. Before sharing a story or the testimony of someone else, ask them. More often than not, they will encourage you to tell people how God has changed their lives. More often than not, those asking for prayer will be okay when you say, can I take this to our intercessors? Because they know the power of prayer. But if we are simply telling someone's story without their say-so, that's not cool, y'all. Like, we have to be diligent. The Lord has given us our own testimonies. And by sharing our own personal experiences with Jesus Christ, that testimony is more impactful because that is the story that we share with Jesus Christ himself. You can tell someone else's story, but it is never going to be as impactful in that moment, in that opportunity of ministry and evangelism, as if you were to share what God has done in your life. The terms gossip and evangelize are not that different when you look at the definition, but the heart behind both of them and why we participate in them is vastly different. Matthew 12, verses 36 through 37 states, I tell you that on the day of judgment, people will have to account for every careless word they speak. For by your words you will be acquitted, and by your words you will be condemned. Many argue that there is good and that there is bad gossip. I challenge you, take every word, every thought, and every testimony of another to Jesus before sharing it. Do not ever share information given to you by someone else without first getting their consent. One example that I'll state again is when someone reaches out to you for prayer and confidentiality. We ought to honor that privacy so long as it's not an illegal or dangerous issue. If someone asks for prayer, for protection from physical abuse they are facing, or anything like that, or for forgiveness for an illegal action they have done, those things do need to be reported to leadership and to authorities. And that is something that, I'm sorry, like if someone's coming up to you confessing that they've murdered someone, you don't just sit there and go, okay, well, the Lord will redeem that. We pray with them. We love them. We honor them still because they are still made in the image and likeness of God. They are confessing and repenting of that sin, but we can't not report that. We can't not tell someone that. There is righteous justice that has to take place. But outside of those extremes, we don't need to be sharing anything. If someone does come to you for prayer and it is not one of those extreme examples that I just gave, and then you start texting or calling others to simply say, join me in prayer, and you have not gotten their consent, that is done out of pride and not providence. We feel important when we have information and news to share. We feel powerful when we are the only people that might know someone else's secret. And you guys, that technically is a form of blackmail. That is a form of spiritual blackmail whenever we are using someone's personal information and sharing it with others without their consent to gain something, whether it be from the person who originally told us or from the listener that we are telling the gossip to. If you do feel that their prayer could benefit from the wonderful blessing of a team of intercessors, simply ask them. Simply ask them. They're going to give you a yes or a no, and then respect their answer. Even in marriage, my husband and I have chosen to not talk negatively or gossip about each other or about others we encounter in ministry for one simple reason. When you hear one side of the story, it forms an opinion about that person and cultivates a false or at least an inaccurate interpretation of the situation and of that person's character. This leads to us in turn projecting that shaky opinion on the basis of one testimony. Now, this is not referencing seeking out godly counsel, but honestly, my husband and I do not really seek out godly counsel without the other knowing most of the times. We have great spiritual parents, and so I feel like this dynamic that we have is such a blessing because nothing really feels gossipy. We know that we are doing it in a Christ-honoring way. And I encourage you guys, if you don't have spiritual parents, pray for the Lord to send you some and be open to whoever He does send to you, but also use discernment. Make sure that they are bearing good fruit in their lives. So how can we stop gossiping? How can we put the Word of God into practice in this area? Well, honestly, guys, that comes down to your own individual walk with the Lord, because the things that I struggled with gossip were because I liked having news that other people didn't. It made me feel special. It made me feel like I was part of some secret club, and it was a very prideful narrative. So you need to get down to the root of why you are gossiping, of why you are participating in that kind of conversation, and take it to the Lord. This is something that we need to take to the Lord, and we need to meditate on what His Word says. And then we need to pray that word over ourselves and over our conversations and ask that the Lord would give us a change of heart and that He would change our minds to want to do nothing but honor and glorify Him in all that we do, including our conversations. If you want to join me in this no gossiping challenge, feel free to head over to my website, bloomwildlylivesimply.com. Click the printables tab and it will pull up right there along with all of my other free resources and previous challenges that we have done. I created the no more gossip challenge because I want to make sure that my heart posture and that the words that come out of my mouth are sweet, seasoned with salt, but are life-giving. That they are speaking the gospel in everything that they do. And sometimes that means biting my lip and not saying what I think I need to say. Sometimes that means keeping my mouth shut and honoring the relationships that I have with others who have entrusted their prayer requests to me, who have shared personal information. And like I said, that's not always a negative thing. They might be sharing great news with you, but that's not your news to share. Ask the Lord, why is this such a problem for me? And if you are like, well, gossip's not really something that I deal with. Even the societal worldview says that 80% of human conversations are gossip. So I encourage you, ask the Lord, be like, is there any area in my life that I have given over to gossip? Ask Him to examine your heart. Ask Him to examine your thoughts, and then be willing to face what He's telling you, be willing to repent and prepare for transformation, because you cannot spend time in the presence of God without being transformed. Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of the Bloom Wildly Live Simply podcast. Again, my name is Morgan Bartell, and I want to invite you to join me over on my socials. You can find me over on Instagram at Morgan Bartell. And if you're looking for a good weekly devotional, I invite you to visit bloomwildlylivesimply.com to sign up for my weekly Devo. You will receive a 10-minute or less devotional sent straight to your inbox every single Thursday morning. Again, thank you guys so much for listening. I'll talk to you guys next week.